Welcome to the Confidence Club, where you'll get your weekly dose of all things mindset, personal growth, and self-development. I'm your host, Rennell Briggs, entrepreneur, podcaster, and digital creator, and I'm so excited that you're here. I love helping people discover their true potential and help them realize that they are capable of making all of their biggest dreams come true. Ready to feel inspired? Press play and let's get started. Welcome back to the Confidence Club podcast. I'm your host, Rennell Briggs, and today I'm joined by confidence coach, Andrea Stegman, who inspires you to be your most confident, unfiltered self. As well as that, she also works in the TV news industry as a social media specialist. She has a lot of value to share today, but before we get into the questions in the episode, I'm going to pass the mic over to her to introduce herself.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Andrea. And like you said, I am a confidence coach and I am just starting my coaching journey. I currently work full-time in the broadcast television news industry as a content creator and social media specialist. But I have started doing confidence coaching when I'm not working full time, and I've hired a business coach, and I'm super excited to get into it and share more with you.
Ooh, I love it. I'm super excited. The title confidence coach is actually like what stuck out to me when I first met you. I think we met on Clubhouse and then Instagram. And yeah, that was like the first thing, because clearly based on the name of the podcast, that's one of my favorite things to talk about. And so I love connecting with other people who are kind of in that same like industry, like realm area. So I'm excited for this episode. Very excited. The first question I want to ask you actually has to do with the confidence coaching. I'm curious to know what prompted you to go into confidence coaching. Like, was that always something that you kind of knew you wanted to go into at some point, or did it just kind of happen?
I would say it kind of naturally unfolded. So I started my Instagram, back in 2014 when Instagram came out, and just used it for fun. And then about 2 years ago now, I deemed myself as a thrift blogger. I started thrifting more and just really enjoyed sharing my thrift finds and putting outfits together. And I started to kind of fall out of that. I didn't like that was my whole online identity. And I felt like I always kind of struggled with what's my identity, what is my online purpose and presence. Like, I want to make more of a difference, and I don't think sharing my thrifted outfits is really making a difference. And so I asked my audience on Instagram in a poll, like, hey, if you could talk to me over coffee for an hour, what's something that you would want to talk about? And I had multiple people say that they would want to know how I'm so confident. And I was like, what? I just never would have thought that. So I started really thinking about that and just doing a lot of internal work and thinking about how I got to where I am today. And I truly believe that growing up and not fitting in and not really feeling like I had an identity and whatnot, I think that made me the truly unfiltered person that I am today. Because at the end of the day, like, this is my life, and what other people think about me isn't going to matter. So that really led me to thinking about that and wanting to help people to get to their true confident self sooner than it took me to get there.
Oh my gosh, that last bit, I feel like I'm looking into a mirror, because that's like exactly why I talk about it too. I also felt like growing up that I didn't fit in and that I didn't really know what my identity was. I mean, in high school, I really adopted this whole running identity because I'm a competitive runner, and that was literally what everybody knew me for. And I just felt the same as you, like I never fit in anywhere. And I think similar to what you said as well, I feel like that's what has allowed me to be my unapologetic self too. And when I reflect back on, especially like my high school years, like I didn't really change my personality or anything like that. Like, I didn't change who I was, but I also didn't feel comfortable being who I was, if that makes sense. Like, I was my authentic self, but it's like, I still didn't feel comfortable because I didn't feel like I fit in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes total sense. But it's those things that make us different that make us stand out. And
oh, I 100%.
Believe that, like, those parts of you, those pain points in your life, like, that's what is teaching us to eventually, like, fulfill our purpose. Like, that's what brought us together. Like, that isn't that amazing?
Yes, I love it. And you're so right. It's those things that help you find your purpose. I love that. I've been learning a lot more about that and just like manifestation and law of attraction and alignment and the feeling mm-hmm. that you get when you're aligned with, you know, that thing that you were meant to do or the purpose that you're meant to serve is amazing. And I feel like, I mean, I'm 20, so maybe that's going to grow, but I feel aligned with what I'm doing right now. And I can tell that you do too, just based on hearing you speak on Clubhouse, seeing your stuff on social media. Like, I can tell that you're really aligned with what you're putting out there.
Oh, I appreciate that so much. It, you know, I'm still on that journey and I've actually been learning a lot about human design lately, what we were talking about in the DMs a little bit. And I have a very defined throat. And I've also talked to a Reiki healer who reiterated that a lot of my power is in my voice. So I'm really working on using my voice more purposefully instead of just word vomit like,
yeah.
Which is really tough when people like us just have so much that we want to share.
Yes.
But it's, yes, I am on that journey right now. I like to call it my woo-woo journey, just learning, embracing and finding my purpose. But you know, where I am now is a great place to be.
And
I'm so glad I'm talking with you.
And it's so funny that you call it your woo-woo journey. I feel like we always like refer to this kind of stuff like that, but I feel like it's starting to become more mainstream. So maybe that name will go away. Like, I feel like it's, I just see it popping up everywhere. Not everybody understands how it works. Like, I can tell, like, I've worked with a mindset coach and one of her specializations is manifestation. So I've learned like a lot about like the deeply rootedness of it and everything like that. And like, I wouldn't say I'm an expert or anything, but you know, I know it's not just snapping your fingers and you get something. And I feel like there's like sometimes a bit of a misconception around it that from what I can see anyways.
Yeah, I feel that when I'm like a little hesitant to talk about it with some people, but I definitely think that it is becoming more accepted. Like, I'm seeing memes about how guys are putting like their signs in their dating profiles or whatnot. Like, I don't know, but I've heard like guys are getting into it. My partner is super accepting. He's like, whatever makes you happy. And I'm like, that's why I love you.
Aw, I love that. That's like so important, I think. Just being with somebody who accepts you for like who you are and everything that you stand for and everything. So that's so awesome. I actually wanted to ask you another question back when we were talking about showing up authentically, because I think like the online space is really, you know, I don't even know how to say this, like popped off, like it's massive. And there's a lot of people spending a lot of time there, especially with everything that's going on in the world, because we can't necessarily see people in real life. Well, I mean, we can't in Canada right now. But I'm curious to know, like, how do you become comfortable showing up authentically online? Because I know you said too, like you started on Instagram back when it came out, but your platform has shifted from just posting, you know, fun things to actually posting with a purpose. So how did you make that shift to showing up and being comfortable showing up as yourself?
Yes. Well, it takes time. And I used to never talk on stories and like not show my face without makeup. But I really had to just think about like, why aren't I, and why do I want to? And, you know, my reason is that I want to bring more reality and more real life back to social media. I think it really helps to be relatable to other people. And not just to be like, oh, I'm having a bad day, I'm gonna just like, you know, poor me, but more of like, this is real life. some days are great, some days aren't great. So really figuring out like, what's your purpose? Why are you wanting to show up? Start with that feeling. What is the feeling that you want to get across? Instead of focusing on the message, you could possibly start with the feeling that you want to cross. So what I wanted to get across was the feeling of being relatable. So I kind of took that and broke it down into smaller parts about, you know, talking on my stories, being casual, you know, not wearing makeup all the time. I thought that would be relatable, but I also think it helps to take a break from social media, because if you're just consuming, then you're being influenced about how you should show up through other people. And you don't know what's going on behind the camera. So I really think just taking a break and thinking about why you want to show up. I can tell when I need a social media break, when I start to compare myself and whatnot. I'm sure you felt the same. All of us have. So take a break from social media. Ask yourself the feeling you want to get across. And yeah, that's all I got right now.
No, that was good. And I completely agree with all of that. I think the relatableness is so important. I don't like the line that's like social media is just a highlight reel, because it doesn't necessarily have to be like that. And I think that showing the good and the bad is like a good thing to do. And like you said, not in a way that's like poor me, poor me, poor me, but more just in a way to be like, to your audience, yeah, you know, some days I look like a hot mess, or some days, you know, things just aren't going well. And I don't want to just pretend to you all that everything's perfect in my life, because it's not. And I've learned that vulnerability is a big, like, is a great thing to do, especially as somebody who's trying to like build a platform and create influence and that kind of thing. Like, I think that sharing vulnerability is really important. And that's something that I did last week, because, you know, I didn't really want to, but that almost made me feel like, okay, I probably should, because there's probably somebody else out there who's going through something similar. And by me sharing it, this story, one, it could help them just knowing that they're not alone, or two, it might inspire them and give them the confidence to share their story too.
Yes. And so almost you could say, like, work on yourself before you're sharing yourself, right?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Oh my, 100%. And I do agree with the social media breaks, and I'm similar to you. Like, I can tell when I need a break, because I'll start to consume mindlessly, or, I mean, I'm a big, like, energetic kind of person. Like, I feel like vibes and all that stuff. And I can feel that too. Like, when I'm like, I need to get off, because I'm, you know, this isn't good for me. I'm mindlessly consuming. I'm just scrolling. Like, and I think that taking a break is a good thing. And I actually used to do, and I need to get back to doing this, I would do like, so no social media Sundays. So I would just not go on my phone for the day. And it was nice to just unplug and get back to quote unquote real life. And then I would come back Monday feeling refreshed and ready to pour into my audience again.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I used to pick a day once in a while as well, but I'm not very good at having a schedule like that. So I just started to just, I feel like on the weekends, I'm not on social media as much. How often do you take a break? Like, do it for like a day at a time, a weekend?
So I was doing it for a day at a time. I definitely don't think there's anything wrong with doing it for a week or however long you need. I think it just depends like on what you're using your platform for too. I mean, my business is on social media, and so I don't know personally if I would want to take a week off, just because then that would be a week of me not really being able to work on that, which like wouldn't be great. But I'm trying to really set boundaries for myself too, that I think will help, so that, you know, you go on your phone at certain times, and when you go on social media, you have a purpose. Like, okay, I'm going on to answer messages, or I'm going on to respond to comments, or, you know, I'm going on to post. One of my bad habits in the past was literally just opening up my the platforms whenever I was bored, and I wouldn't even do anything. Like, I just open it up, check it out for a second, and then get off. But I would do that so often, and just like those little things, like I could feel building up, and I got to a point where I didn't really want to go on social media anymore. And so I think just creating those healthy boundaries, and it'll look different for everybody. I mean, like I said, some people might be better off with taking a week off at a time, and some people a month. Some people one day a week. I know a couple other people that do that one day a week thing as well. That's actually where I got the inspiration to do it. And I like that. I mean, it's a good place to start.
Yeah, it is. I need to get off of TikTok. It is wasting my time.
That's easy to get down that rabbit hole. I have set timers when I go over there.
Oh, that's smart. Yes. I will tell myself, I'll be like, okay, I'll get off at 5:30, and then it'll be 5:35. And I was like, okay, 5:45. I'll just keep upping the time. So I should set a timer. That's a good tip.
And I mean, it's not necessarily easy. Like, if anybody's listening to this and you're going through a similar thing, you know that it's addicting pretty much to consume like that. But it's also really liberating when you set the boundaries, because you don't feel negative. So then when you do sit down to scroll intentionally or whatever, you feel like you're actually being purposeful and you're actually enjoying the content that you're consuming, as opposed to just, mindlessly consuming it.
Yes, definitely agree.
All right, we're going to take a quick break because I want to share with you one of my favorite things. As an entrepreneur, my health and wellness is something that I prioritize very much, because I know that I can't operate at my best if I don't take care of myself. Along with exercising every day and eating well, I take a couple supplements that help me elevate my health. One of my favorites is BioCell Liquid Collagen. That helps me keep my body healthy and leaves me feeling good. Bonus, it also helps my hair, skin, and nails too. If health and wellness is important to you as it is to me, make sure to check out this product at modair.com and use the code 904-8404 to get $10 off your first order. That's code 904-8404 for $10 off your first order. If you missed that, don't worry. There'll be a direct link in the show notes. All right, now let's get back into the episode. Okay, speaking about minds, I want to talk a little bit about mindset, because I know that definitely ties into confidence coaching. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about mindset shifts. Are there any shifts that you've made with your mindset recently or in the past? And what advice would you give to others who are maybe trying to change theirs?
Ooh, yes. And that was such a good transition. I would say most recently, one that I've used and could help others is the idea of turning confusion into curiosity. Mm. So what I mean by that is, for example, I was like, I am so confused. What is my purpose? What do I need to be doing? What do I, I don't understand how to grow my social media. Instead, I said, okay, what if I just said, I am very curious about my purpose. I'm curious about how to grow my social media. So that turned it into more of an active, purposeful thing to do. Instead of just wallowing on the idea of being confused, I turned it into something that I could actively do. And if you're into human design, you would know that I'm a manifesting generator. And as a manifesting generator is, we're very go, go, go. So I really enjoyed that task and not having a strict path to go down. Rather, it was very okay, I'm interested. I'm curious about this. I'll look into this. I'll look into that, instead of just saying I'm confused about it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I really like that. That's a great shift to make.
Yes. So
I feel like it's simple too. I mean, I'm not saying it's easy, but it's simple. Just to just shift that, every time you kind of encounter a problem, to shift it from confusion to curiosity. And then that's shifting from problem to solution.
Yes, exactly. It's just a little something to keep in your back pocket for the next time you're frustrated and confused about something. Like it's not something you need to actively change in your mindset right now, but rather something to think about later, which I like. It's like, I don't need to go do something right now, but it's there for you the next time.
I love that. No, that's a great, like, I've never heard that before. And I think that that's one of my favorite things I've heard all day. Like, just, I spent a lot of time on Clubhouse, but this like takes the cake. That was really good. I'm going to start implementing that actually.
Nice. You can trademark Andrea Stegman, coach. Tag me if you use that.
I might have to make it into a quote, so I will.
Oh my gosh, please do.
Okay, now I want to ask you one of my favorite questions to ask every guest that comes on the podcast. Ooh. What does confidence mean to you?
Woo! All right. Well, I think I'm still hashing out my definition for confidence, because it is something, like, it's a living organism. It's something that changes. It's not a feeling, but rather a state of being. And your state of being changes all the time, right? You're not just this stagnant thing. So right now, my definition of confidence is along the lines of accepting and loving your true self, because it's not about being happy all the time. It's more so a feeling of being content in your journey and who you are in your most authentic state. And so, you know, it could mean being happy and being sad and being frustrated and just knowing that, like, this is who I am, this is what makes me unique, and I'm gonna work with that. Like, that's what confidence is to me.
I love that. And I love that you said it's a state of being, because I was actually having a conversation with somebody today. My friend and I run a weekly live series called The Confidence Lounge. And one of the questions we were discussing was if we think confidence, like, if it changes or not. And I 100% think it does. Like, you could have one, you know, area of your life where you're really confident, and then all of a sudden, you know, something happens and you're not confident in any of that anymore, but you can get back to being confident. I mean, that happened to me with my running. I, like I said at the beginning of the episode, that was my whole identity in high school. And for a good part of, like, well, actually, I don't know. I think it was mainly my identity in high school, and then still part of it in university, but that's when I got into all this stuff. So I would say that's more my identity now. But I got into a space where, when it was my identity, I was really confident in it. And then lately, I've really been lacking confidence in that area, which is funny because it used to be an area where I was really confident. But I know that because I was confident in that area, I can get back to being confident there. So I just love that you brought that up, because it just happens that we were talking about it today.
Yes. And you could almost say that you've been confident in running your whole, like, this whole time, because you've acknowledged that maybe you're not feeling as positive about the aspect of running right now, but you've accepted that that's where you are and you want to improve upon yourself. And that is hella confident.
That's true. I never thought about that way. Oh, this is why you're a confidence coach.
Oh my gosh.
Well, that being said, I mean, there you guys go. You just got a sneak peek of her amazing coaching. So that leads perfectly into my next little question for you, is that's where can we connect with you?
Yes. Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram at Andrea_notAndrea. So I spell my name Andrea and then _Andrea, O-N-D-R-E-A. I'm sure you'll have it linked in your show notes or whatnot, but that is my main platform. That's where you can find me. Don't find me on TikTok. It's embarrassing. And I have links in my bio and whatnot, and slide into my DMs. I'd love to hear from anyone.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. And my last question for you, this is also something I like to ask everybody that comes on, because I absolutely love these and I love to hear what everybody else's favorite is. What's your favorite motivational or inspirational quote?
I knew you were going to ask this. I've listened to all your other podcast episodes. Can I quote myself?
Sure.
I don't have a favorite of, like, someone else's that stands out to me. But what's been keeping me going lately is what can you do today to be who you want to be tomorrow?
Yes, love it.
Yeah, so
that's a really good one.
Y'all use that, and you know, you can you can quote me. You can quote me anywhere you want in this podcast.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. This was so fun. Oh my gosh. And I got so much value from you. I mean, that one tidbit that you said about going from confusion to curiosity, like that, I'm going to start using that every single day. So I just wanted to thank you so much for taking the time to come and speak to us today. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Confidence Club podcast, and I hope you're feeling inspired to take action towards your dreams. I would love to hear from you, so make sure to subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss an episode, and leave a rate and review so I can continue to bring you content that serves you. If you got value from this episode, share it on your socials and with your friends by tagging at the Confidence Club. Want even more inspo? Follow the podcast at the Confidence Club on Instagram. Chat with you soon. Bye.